Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as you know. You know, folks, every so often, I think now for at least the third time, Intuit has conducted a survey. They've gone out and done some research. They've gone out and knocked on your door and said, hey, small business owner, tell us about yourself. Tell us what you're doing. Tell us what you like, what you don't like, where your opportunities are, where your threats are, what makes you frightened, what makes you excited. And they compile that information, and I'm very happy to say that we're one of the people that they report that to. And as you know, Catherine Harrell has been with us before. This is at least the second time that she's been back on the show to talk to us about this. She's Senior Marketing Manager with Intuit, and she's here with the report, and you're going to be excited about what they have to say. Catherine, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Glad to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, and especially when you bring this cool information.
Well, we're excited to share the results of the third installment of the Future of Small Business Report. As you know, Intuit is very interested in helping small businesses, and one of the ways that we do that is looking forward 10 years and saying, what is the environment going to be like for small businesses, and how can they best be prepared to really take advantage of the future?
You know, Catherine, back in the 20th century, back in the 90s, when I started doing my show, I looked into my little crystal ball. And I looked around me. I saw what technology was doing. I saw a lot of the influences of globalization. I saw how big companies were downsizing, but they still needed to have the work done. And I saw some incredible opportunities for small businesses. And I started predicting in those days that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur. I said the 20th century was the century of the major corporation. The 21st century is going to be the century of the entrepreneur. How does your research stack up against that prediction?
It's right in line with your crystal ball, Jim. The third installment really talks about what we call the emerging entrepreneurial economy. And what it says is that in the future, over the next 10 years, small businesses are going to easily be able to compete in any industry anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And a lot of small business owners say, gosh, how, you know, global? I'm not sure how I would do that. But the report indicates that just increasingly small businesses will be going global. Over the next 10 years, more than 50% of small businesses in the United States will be involved in some type of global trade.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is they already can be by opening up an eBay account.
Exactly. The infrastructure that's available today really enables people to do that very easily. And just plug and play, and in a couple of hours, you can have an online storefront and be selling overseas using PayPal.
Absolutely. And there are other things going on right now, Catherine. The U.S. Department of Commerce is really working very hard to make global business opportunities available to American small business owners to export to other countries, and not just online. I mean, in some of the traditional ways of shipping things out and that sort of thing. There's so many tools that are available right now, and as you probably know, you know, over 90% of the businesses that export are small businesses. Now we don't have the majority number of dollars, because the big guys, you know, do that most of that, but in terms of the numbers, small businesses still are over 90%.
Correct. And what we see today, at least at Intuit, is a lot of our small business customers weren't planning to go global. It almost happens to them accidentally. Mm-hmm. They have a website, and all of a sudden they get an order for one of their products, and it's someone in Australia. And they think,
right,
how in the world did this person find me? You know, I'm not marketing in Australia, and then how do I accept their credit card? Can I do that? But all of a sudden that really expands their thinking to say, gosh, I can be selling in a lot of different markets, and especially with the weak U.S. economy today, considering going global and selling in new markets is a great way for small businesses to think about continuing to grow and even helping their businesses survive some of these bumpy times.
But you know, Catherine, I think your report worked on this. You report on this as well. You know, going global is a way of the future. It's going to happen. But most small business owners right now are not going to be doing that. In fact, a lot of people are saying, well, you know what? That's not even on my radar screen. What about me here in the United States? Well, one of the things that I think you guys turned up and that I've been seeing happening, really coming now for over 20 years, and that is the relationship between big businesses and small businesses, how the opportunities are increasing exponentially there.
Correct. And that's one of the things the report does indicate, is that it's no longer this David and Goliath dynamic, that more and more big businesses are looking to small businesses, particularly for innovation. Small businesses are agile and they're flexible and they're often extremely close to customers. And so big businesses are saying, help us understand more and more what some of these niche areas might need, and relying on them to innovate. A great example of that was Procter & Gamble recently released a toothbrush that was actually invented by a small company in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And we think of Procter & Gamble, they're a great innovative company,
right,
but they're also relying on small business partners.
55%, according to my friend Chad Moutre, the chief economist at the Office of Advocacy over at the SBA, he reminds us all the time that 55% of all innovations in America are created by small businesses.
Correct. Small businesses produce 13 times more patents than employees in large businesses.
Yeah.
So incredibly innovative.
Well,
and I think
go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, the other thing we see with a large business, small business relationship is larger companies really subcontracting out a lot of more of the niche areas to small
businesses.
There
you go.
An example is Boeing, the 787 gigantic airplane that they rolled out to the market last year.
Yep.
They actually used over 900 small business suppliers in the design and manufacturing of that thing. And Boeing said that, gosh, we're not going to be the experts in defrost technology or manufacture
right,
the detailed
metal parts
in the oxygen
mask. We don't
mask.
Have to own that.
Exactly. We want to rely upon really smart small business owners to provide us that expertise in making this really large product. And so
and
that type of partnership will continue to increase over the next 10 years.
Thank you for using that word, partnership, because that's so important, and you've got to become not just a partner with these big guys, folks, you've got to become an integrated partner. And I want to talk about that just a little bit when we come back, as we continue to pursue the outstanding information in Intuit's Future of Small Business report that Catherine Harrell has brought us. She's Senior Marketing Manager there at Intuit. She and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
The things we've done together while our hearts were young.
Hi, Jim. Renee Grant Williams here, author of Voice Power, Using Your Voice to Captivate, Persuade, and Command Attention, something you certainly do. I want to congratulate you on your first decade anniversary. I look forward to being part of your show for many, many more years to come. All the best to you and Devonna.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. You know, I know that sounds like Elvis, but it's Terry Stafford, actually. Not Elvis. Pretty darn good. Elvis does a pretty good impression of Terry, doesn't he? Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Catherine Harrell. She's Senior Marketing Manager with Intuit, and they've invested. Was this the third report that you guys have done, Catherine?
It is. It's the third installment of the Future of Small Business report.
They've made an investment in this, and Catherine, I want to thank you for not just selling small business owner stuff at Intuit, but also for giving us useful information that helps us. I admire that. Those are the kinds of companies, folks, that I like to do business with. I like to tell you about people who don't just say we sell to small business, but also say, you know what, we have a stake in their future and we want to help them out. And Catherine, I want to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. It's one of our greatest passions.
It's fun too, isn't it?
It is fun. It is fun.
Because
small businesses are so unique and such a vital part of our economy, and it's really fun finding ways to help them be successful.
But we're fun, Catherine, and we're so huggable and we're so darn lovable. Who wouldn't want to be around us, right?
Right.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Catherine, one of the things I used the term integrated partner, and this is something that you guys, I know you guys found in your survey and your report, and that I've been talking about for a long time, folks. And this is all these opportunities that Catherine just told you about that you have with big companies. Don't be afraid to go knock on their door and say, "Hey, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" You know, go check these guys out and find out what they need. But when you find out that you have a chance to sell them something, don't just say, "Okay, which doc do I deliver it to?" Don't ask them that question. Say, "Where are you going to use it, and what can I do to help get this to them?" You got to become integrated, Catherine. You can't just drop it off on the dock. That's what a vendor does. A vendor drops stuff. And folks, this dock is metaphorical, okay? It could be a lot of different things. Don't just drop it off on the dock. You got to take it inside. You got to say, "Look, let me bring it all the way in and help your people use it. What can I do to help you with that?" Catherine, that's how small business owners help big companies.
Yes, they do. And when you're working with a large business, their customers become your customers. So really understanding end-to-end how they're creating and delivering products is really important. And that's where if you're looking to partner with big businesses, as you said, be where the big businesses are, whether that's trade shows or particular industry associations, really learning a lot about them and networking with them so you understand that component of the business will help you be a partner, not just a vendor.
That is well said. And, Catherine, there's one other thing you just said. You keep saying these cool things that are so important. You talked about customers. That may be the most important. That is certainly one of the top three most important perspectives, 21st century perspectives that all of us have to have. Intuit, my company, any small business owner out there has got to have the perspective. If I'm going to be successful, I can't just ask my customers what do they need. I got to say, what do your customers need, and how can I help you deliver that?
Correct. And that's one of the things in a tightening economy when small businesses say, "How do we survive this type of recession so we can grow into the future?" One of the tips we give them is say, stay close to your customers, show them that you care, and make sure that you're also being flexible with what you deliver. This is the time that they say, "You know what, I love this product. If it only could do this, or this would be a great addition to your services," it's a great time to think about expanding that, to continue to deliver for your customers.
One of the things you guys talk about is what's going to be happening, what the future of the global economy is going to look like with regard to small business, don't you?
Correct. This report talks about borderless business in the future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because I really want to get us even a little bit more into the 30,000-foot view on what's going on out there.
Well, again, yes, definitely. Thinking about business in the next 10 years for small businesses, it really is about going global. And one of the things the report indicates is that global networking is going to be a key to success and making that happen for a small business. And people might say, "Gosh, how do I get started with global networking?" Well, increasingly, there are all types of online social networks, both professional associations as well as informal associations, where entrepreneurs can go and network with other small business owners. And a great example of this is actually Intuit's site, jumpup.com, and that is for entrepreneurs and people looking to start a small business. And almost 20% of the community is based outside of the United States. So I'm on that community, and I've actually gotten requests from people in Bangladesh saying, "Gosh, I've got this great service. How should I market myself in the United States?" And so getting into a networking community on a topic that's important to your small business and forming some global relationships online is a very easy way for you to dip that toe in the water.
What is that website, jumpup.com or jumpup?
Jumpup.com. It's a website with tips and tricks and a community for entrepreneurs looking to connect and learn from one another.
Okay, good. Now, give us the other website, too. Is there another one? Anything else you want to tell us where the report is, anything like that?
The report, the Future of Small Business report, is located at Intuit.com, and you can search for Future of Small Business, and that is where you can find all the details for your small business on what to expect in the future and how to be best prepared.
And folks, check that out when you get a chance. And that report's free too, right, Catherine?
It is, and jumpup.com is all free as well. Free tips, tools, and tricks.
Thank you. We like free things, Catherine. Hey, Catherine,
thank you.
Will you come back again real soon?
Absolutely.
When's the next report coming out?
A couple months. We'll definitely keep you up to date.
We'll get you back. You're invited already. Thanks, Catherine. See you next time.
Thank you, Catherine Harrell,
ladies and gentlemen, with Intuit. Quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.